What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, my friends, I'm in the Jeep today. You can probably hear the rumble, So you can always tell, loud days, Jeep, quiet days, Tesla. Anyway, so we did the birthday launch this week. I think I did a couple of podcasts talking about it. It's kind of hard to remember. The whole thing is a big blur. But I wanted to like point out the irony of just some of the situation and people, and it cracks me up. So why do people listen to me? Why do you listen to me? Okay, why do you listen to the Marketing Secrets Podcast? Probably because you want to learn marketing, right? Why is it never ClickFunnels? Probably because you want to sell stuff through funnels. Why would you follow me on Facebook, join our Facebook groups? Probably because you're like, man, this Russell guy knows a thing or two, so I'm going to go and learn from said person about the thing that he happens to know about, right? And so what makes me laugh is that in the middle of this, you know, this launch, which by the way, is doing amazing and will increase the value of our company by literally hundreds of millions of dollars in the next 3 or 4 months. Like, just to put in perspective, like, you know, a lot of people brag, like, I did a product launch and I made $3 million. Like, that's awesome and amazing. But the rollout of FunnelFlix and these changes, like, literally will increase the value of ClickFunnels by hundreds of millions. So it's like the strategic movements, and I hope you guys are watching these things, are big and they're important and they're valuable, and I'm hoping you're paying attention, you're watching it. But throughout this process, this is funny because obviously all of the naysayers and the people who for whatever reason want to vent come out, and they're always out on Facebook and they've got the loudest opinions, and it cracks me up. And I wish I listed out a whole bunch of them because it would have been fun to read them and to like show them to you guys as specific examples. But I'll give you the gist. So one of them I saw was I hope something about the lifetime value of Russell's customers, like them sending out these emails about this thing are going to destroy their lifetime value. And it's like, no, like it's literally doing the opposite. It's increasing lifetime value. You know, someone saying, you know, send out too many emails, like they're spamming us. Like I've never been part of another software company that sent out emails like this promoting stuff, and like all these things about, like, they didn't like the promotion, right, for whatever reason. So I get that. And maybe it's not a cup of tea, but it's like, you came to learn marketing from me. You came to understand these kind of things. It's like, this campaign will increase the value of our company by hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. And instead of being like, huh, what can I learn from this process? Like, whoa, that was really cool how they generated the buzz and the hype, and how they did the announcement, how they transitioned from this announcement to getting everybody to upgrade, and there are like so many like small messages. And I know that for most of you guys, you're watching and you're paying attention, but it just blows my mind the people that are upset. And you know, like the one I laughed at, like, I've never seen any other software company send out emails like this. And I was like, yeah, but you see any other software company growing as fast as us? Like, instead of being annoyed by it, be like, man, maybe they know something these other software companies don't know. Maybe they're blending of direct response and all these things with software growth is the reason they're having so much success. Maybe instead of being angry and upset about it, I should look at it and be like, huh, what are they doing? Why do they do that? Like, what can I learn from this? And so I know I'm speaking to the choir here, because I know you guys are my hardcore funnel hackers. You are the ones who care the most about marketing and growth and all these kind of things. But it just blows my mind as I see people who are angry about me marketing to them. And it's like, you literally came to me to learn marketing, and you may pay $1,000 or $10,000 for a course, or $300 a month for our software, like these things you're paying for. But then, like, when I'm actually doing marketing, you get upset. And it's like, what? Why would you do that? Like, I'm literally, you have a front seat show to the marketing you're trying to learn from, right? It's like, you'll pay me $1,000 for a course to learn how to create campaigns and create buzz and to, you know, to build your following and things like that, and to increase your valuation and make more money. But then when I actually do it, you get upset. And it's like, no, like, stop being upset and step back and be like, oh my gosh, I literally have a front row seat to some of the greatest marketing campaigns ever executed in the history of the market. And that's the way that you guys should be looking at it. I know that you guys do, but it just always blows my mind. I want to tap those people on the shoulder and be like, you missed it. You missed the whole point. Like, you got annoyed when I marketed to you, when you came to me to learn marketing. Like, step back for a second, put your feelings on the shelf and be like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? Like, for example, I was watching some people who were very intelligent, and probably I'm sure that you are listening to this, because if you're intelligent, you love marketing, you're already listening to this podcast. So, you know, but some people who were breaking down, like, did you guys notice how Russell didn't just say, hey, everyone, upgrade to 297 and you'll get this new thing. That would have been an improvement offer. Here's Russell improving. So instead, what Russell did in the presentation is they created a new opportunity, a new thing called ClickFunnels Platinum. And then Platinum was this amazing new thing, new opportunity, not an improvement offer. It was a new opportunity. And we had this thing, you know, and it's a $697 thing, but then they discounted $297 and then they gave it to everybody who had the old offer for free. And like, it was showing like the lesson that I taught in Expert Secrets about new opportunity. They saw how I execute on it. It's like, man, I hope that you guys saw that, because if any of you guys have a program and you're trying to get more people into it, it's like, I can go and make an improvement offer, like, hey, we made this product better, you should all upgrade. Or you create a new opportunity, a new thing, and then you give it to all the people who are already there, right? Like, it's a little nuance that's the difference between, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and tens of millions of dollars, right? And so it's like, I hope you guys saw that nuance, because it was little, it was subtle, most people missed it, but those who were listening with the right ears, they saw it, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at how Russell presented this offer. It was a new opportunity, not an improvement offer. And because of that, it's different. It's what causes the buzz and creates the virality of it, gets people excited, right? And then I didn't just upsell everybody. People already had it. I gave it to them for free. So also it's like, oh my gosh, our most faithful members get rewarded for already being there, which causes more community, more stick, and more excitement, and more passion for us and the brand and everything, right? So we're not penalizing existing members. We're rewarding them, right? So like, that was a huge shift. There's so many cool lessons. I just sit down someday and just diagram all the stuff that I was doing that hopefully you guys saw. But if not, like, go back through the campaign, go back to the emails, go watch the stuff that happened and look at it as like, this is a marketing campaign. I just sat on the front row of this thing happening in real time. Like let me experience it through that lens, right? Anyway, I hope that makes sense for you guys. Go back and watch the presentation, watching the slides, watching the hype, watching the buildup, watching those things. But look at it as if you just paid me 10 grand for a consulting day about how to launch your next campaign, and look at it through that lens and be like, oh my gosh, what am I learning? What am I seeing here? You know, I always used to say when I was getting started in this business, like, I would buy everybody's products, but rarely did I actually go through the people's products. I mostly bought it because I wanted to see the process of like, of everything, not just the funnel. Like, I was talking about funnel hacking, and people are like, oh yeah, I buy the products. I saw page one's this, page two, page three is this. It's like, that's part of it. That's the funnel. But like, what about everything else? Like, what created the excitement and the buzz to get me into the funnel, right? What do the ads say? What do the emails say? What was the messaging, the tone, the like all those things, the positioning. And then when I went through the funnel, like, not just hear the pages of the funnel, but what was the messaging in the funnel? What did they say and why did they say it? And then what were the hooks and the stories and like, and how are things positioned? Like those are all the things that it's hard to teach, right? It's hard for me to write a book and be like, okay, you should be doing this to create buzz. Like, it's hard to teach those things. But instead, like, watch it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm getting the greatest teaching lesson of all time by seeing the process, by understanding it, by learning it. Don't be annoyed because we're the only software company doing this. Be amazed that we're the only software company doing this. And we happen to be the fastest growing software company probably of all time, at least non-venture backed, you know. I know you guys are paying attention. I know you're watching, but I just wanted to put that out there. Because it was on my mind today, and I want to congratulate those of you guys who are looking for those things, and those who got annoyed by any piece of it, you need to stop. Be like, look, I came to Russell to learn marketing, and I'm learning the frameworks from the books and from the courses, but I'm seeing the practical application every single day in his marketing, and like, watch that. That's something I can't sell in a book, because it's the art that fits inside the framework, right? So I'm giving you a framework. Here's the art. Pay attention to it. Watch it. Enjoy it. Be grateful for it. Because it is, it's the intangibles I can't sell you that you're getting for free, and you have a front row seat to it every single day. It's funny, back in the day when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys remember Bill Phillips and Body for Life and Muscle Media. Like, it was this, amazing product and movement and supplement line and company and info products. And I remember I was like a, don't know, 15, 16-year-old kid as this company grew up, and I was watching it, and I had this front row seat to it, and it was just amazing. And then now, you know, the company's, you know, Bill Phillips sold it 15 years ago. It's kind of died and collapsed and crushed. And, but man, I always remember sitting back and like I, Josh Bazzoni was in Fiji with us, and Josh was one of Bill Phillips' employees at the time during this whole thing when it was growing and happening. And I was like, man, I look back when I was 15 years old, and I remember like how I felt. I remember what happened. I remember when the ads came out and the magazine and the letters and the supplements. And I remember the supplement guides and reading supplement guides and going to GNC and seeing, you know, 90% of the store at GNC was EAS supplements, and how I felt, and how I would only buy his, and like I try to remember those feelings, but it's like it was 15 years ago, like, and so it's me trying to remember like one of the greatest marketing campaigns I believe in modern history, trying to remember that from 15 years ago, and being so grateful for the marketing lessons I learned, you know, as a 15-year-old kid or whatever. And for you guys, it's like, and you're at the front edge of history. You know, there'll be a day in the near future, not near future, in a couple years from now, where I'm going to write the book, bootstrap.com. That's the next book I'm going to write. And I'm going to write that book, and I'm going to tell you guys these stories, and you're going to read those and be like fascinated by them. And it's like right now you guys are living it. Like you're living the bootstrap story. You're seeing it. You got a front row seat to this stuff. And so I just want to make sure you're paying attention and you're enjoying it and having a good time with it, because someday it'll be stories I'll tell you. And you know, the marketing grandbabies will come and they'll be like, oh, I heard these stories about ClickFunnels and how it grew and what it did. And it's like, you can be like, man, I was there for it and I enjoyed it and I saw it and I learned from it and I applied it over here to my business. And this is what I did and how I did it because I saw the marketing that happened here. And so anyway, you guys have a front row seat to it. It's unfolding and it's going to be a cool history lesson in marketing someday. But for right now, you guys are there and I hope you're enjoying the process. So all right, that said, I got to jump in. I got a marketing meeting starting in like 2 minutes. Appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for participating in the campaign and having fun with it. If you haven't yet and you're like, what are you even talking about? You know, go to Facebook and click on, you know, my fan page or my personal page, either one, and you'll see a link to the actual birthday launch video and the replay. You can go watch that. If you go to upgradenow.com, you can see the offer. Or if you go to funnelflix.com, you can see exactly what Funnelflix is, which is part of the new opportunity to be offered everybody this week. So, all right, with that said, appreciate you all. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.